This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley for a wacky weather week.
Yes.
We went from like 30 below zero wind chill, and the next day it was 45 degrees out in the afternoon. I don't understand what in the world is going on with this yo-yo that we call weather anymore.
What is it, the polar vortex or whatever they're calling it?
I think they just make that stuff up to sound important. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's been a mess. It's been a polar yo-yo. It's been. We just, incredible, the temperature swings and stuff that we get. That wind has been the constant, though.
Yes, it has.
I don't like that.
No. That's what makes it unbearable.
I don't mind the snow if it came with it. I can deal with that. I don't like that wind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just been brutal.
Especially when you can just hear, like, just howling outside when you're inside.
I know.
Makes you don't want to go outside after you hear that.
You know, 10, 15 mile an hour is bad enough when it's cold. But, man, then we've had those days where we've had 30 and 40 and almost 50 mile, 60 mile an hour winds. No, I'm done with it.
Yeah, one of those days, luckily my neighbor got our trash cans for us because I didn't think they'd be there when I got home. But
there were a lot of things. I think I told you the story already about my neighbor's tree.
Yeah.
It broke the top right off his tree, and it tumbled like a big, huge, biggest tumbleweed you've ever seen rolling down through the backyard. I can't believe those things are heavy. I can't believe it blew that all the way down there. But, yeah, it's been just not much fun outside these days with all of that wind. Hey, you know, I don't know what a lot of folks do in the office, but, you know, we do work, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But as most places do, you know, you can't just work the entire time you're there. Sometimes you have a little downtime to visit and whatever else. And do other people share recipes the way we do?
I don't know.
We seem to do a lot of that around
here.
We do.
Food is kind of our main topic, I guess you could say, in the office.
I think that if you didn't need food to survive, we would still love it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah. Too much good stuff out there.
We do a lot of good stuff with. Yeah, we do a lot. It's funny because we all experiment a little bit with a few different things, or we've come across recipes that sound good, and then somebody will try them, and then next thing you know, we're sharing them around the office.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people probably do that kind of stuff.
I would hope so. I mean, you get tired of the same thing and over, so that's why I've been trying to do something kind of new every week.
But soups are easy.
Yes.
You know, my mom gave me a recipe for taco soup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Did you try it?
Yeah. You shared it with me and I made it.
I did. I like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
In fact, my wife and I have kind of decided that no more chili. As we get older, sometimes chili affects us the wrong way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the taco soup, we just kind of decided. She said something like, boy, this is better than chili. And I said, all right, you know what? From now on, every time we get the urge to make chili, we don't. We make taco soup instead. It's almost like a kind of a Mexican
chili.
It's pretty good. And you were saying the other day you tried lasagna soup?
Lasagna soup,
How was that?
It was good. My mom actually made it for Christmas. I don't know what recipe she used, so I found one online that I thought sounded pretty good. And yeah, it turned out good. Next time I'll have to actually double it, though. Didn't make as many leftovers as I wanted.
So how do you actually, I mean, how does it, does it just taste like lasagna? You don't
it
use
does.
All the same ingredients, do you?
No, I mean,
kind
pretty
of?
Close. It was, you know, pasta noodles towards the end. Just took those, but tomato
not the
sauce.
Long strips.
No. Well, actually, yeah, you just break them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just piece, you know, break them apart, and some diced tomatoes and tomato sauce, and
you put cottage cheese in it.
At the end, I put in, I'm not sure if it's ricotta or ricotta, but put
kind
a scoop of that.
Thing.
Put a scoop of that in with mozzarella and stirred it in, and yeah,
there
that was
go.
Good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to share.
I will.
I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl this year, because you know, like everybody else, people get together, you know, and we'll have a little party and stuff too. But we were trying to talk about some of the different things we wanted to make for snack items because you don't really eat a meal that day.
No.
But we were thinking about doing something along the lines of, you know, some of the different. We start talking about, we always come back to the same old things.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I thought, well, let's try something different. You know, you can do this, this, and this, but Stacy gave me this recipe for these, what were they? They were
the barbecue meatball sliders.
Yeah, barbecue meatball sliders. Mm-hmm. And you tried that. You said
yes,
it was pretty good.
It was good. Next time I would make it more of patty form. But
yeah, that's the only thing. Meatballs, you know.
Put it on those little buns just doesn't really
you
work.
You go to a shop that sells meatball sandwiches, and that always sounds good. That just jumps right off the page at you. But then you try, then you think, oh, I got to have one. And you have one, you order it, and then you sit down to eat it. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Because it gets kind of messy and stuff. So that's why I was kind of thinking, too, if I do that, yeah, maybe I'll make them, you know, little meatballs, mm-hmm. but then I'll squish them.
Yeah, do that.
And make them more like burgers.
They'll stay on the bun better.
But these are little things, and it's got bacon and mm-hmm. barbecue sauce and onions yes. and some different things in it.
Make
and
you're hungry for them again.
I know. And then you put them on those, what
Hawaiian
those?
Buns.
The Hawaiian
yeah.
buns.
Or the rolls or whatever, yeah.
They're kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
It was good. I'll definitely be making those again. But yeah, I'll probably be making those for Super Bowl too, because, you know, Super Bowl is all about the ads and food. So.
That's right. It's all about the good stuff. The game, eh, not so much.
Yeah.
Although the game could be interesting this year. Just because they're playing it in cruddy weather.
Are they?
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be cold.
Well, good.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Your Niners aren't going to be there. So let the rest of them
yeah.
suffer. Well, yeah. You know, playing in New Jersey for crying out loud in
yeah.
the middle of, in the early part of February.
Cool.
Are you kidding? Whose idea was that? Just because somebody builds a nice big stadium and they happen to live in a close TV market, the NFL falls over sideways and says, sure, we'll break tradition and
yeah.
have it there. I'm really kind of surprised. I thought after the Colts-Bears Super Bowl, I think it was in like 2006 or 7, I thought there would be no more outdoor Super Bowls because it rained pretty hard the whole game.
Yeah,
it was just
remember.
A wet, sloppy game, and it changes the way the game's played, you know, when you
well,
have
yeah.
adverse conditions. But I thought maybe after that one, they might just not even bother having it at places like the Rose Bowl in Miami, outdoor stadiums.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Early summer warm.
Yeah, I thought maybe they'd just go to all domes from here on out. But, oh, no, they took it one step further. They're
so if you build a new stadium, it'll just be there or what?
Well, apparently. So, yeah, they're putting it in a new stadium, but it's a it's in the north in the winter. And, yeah, the weather forecast right now, of course, it's a ways out.
Yeah.
Yet. But the weather forecast right now is not going to be pleasant. It's going to be cold.
Whew.
And I don't know about snow. I'd love to see it. You know, I actually like watching football games in the snow. I think that's cool. When I
oh,
turn it on.
Actually there?
No, not when I'm there.
Okay, I was like,
on TV.
Yeah, what was that one? It was like so crazy snow.
Well, the Eagles and the
that?
Lions
yeah.
in Philadelphia one day. And it was funny because they played on a Sunday in just a massive snowstorm. And I guess the rules are supposed to be in the NFL that, you know, they'll clear the field beforehand, but once mm-hmm. the game starts, you play the conditions.
Yeah.
They'll, like, sweep off the yard, you know, the 5-yard lines so, and the goal line stuff so you can see and the sidelines so you can make, you know, help the referees.
Right.
But they're not supposed to, because I thought they'd clear the field at halftime. And when they came back and it was still all full of, you know, 6, 8, 10 inches of snow.
Jeez.
And they said, well, no, they talked to the officiating crew and the official says, once the game starts, we play the conditions. It's the way it is. And it was funny. Guys would come up with just faces full of snow
yeah.
after they get tackled. And I just think that's cool.
That would be so cold. I mean, constantly getting that all over you.
Yeah. But it was Philadelphia in, I think it was December, early December. The next week, the next Saturday, the following Saturday, in that same ballpark, was the Army-Navy college game. And I think it was like 60 degrees or something.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. What a wacky turn.
What a difference.
Their weather's kind
of
like
yeah.
ours, you know. We get 45 one day and cold and windy and 20 below the next day.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, yeah, I hope it does. I hope I turn it on turn on to watch the Super Bowl and see nothing but just snow and cold and serves you right for putting it in a
That's
northern
right.
stadium. That'll add more fun to the people might actually pay attention to the game because they're
yeah,
fun to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
Instead of just, you know, call me when the commercials come on.
Yeah.
Are you one of those?
Mostly. It depends on, I guess, who's playing. But, yeah, you know, they spend all this money on the commercials. They have to be just hilarious. So it's fun to see which ones are actually good or not, or the ones you're just like, what? Or what was it even for? You don't even remember. So
I haven't seen usually you get a lot of previews mm-hmm. of Super Bowl ads before they ever air. I haven't seen a lot this
yeah.
year. I haven't really seen a whole lot of sneak previews. I did see one for, it's called Oikos Yogurt.
It's yeah.
Dannon.
Yep, I did see that one,
They
too.
Got together, the three guys from the show Full House. Was it John Stamos and Dave
Bob
Coulier
Saget.
And Bob Saget?
Yep.
And I did see the promo, the preview that they did for that. Well, I actually saw the commercial. It's online. But I thought, well, that was kind of interesting. It's been 20 years since that show. I don't know how many young people will get that. But
I actually watched the pilot of that last night.
The Full House? Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Good old Nick at Night.
When the Olsen twins were normal little kids?
Baby. She was a little baby, yeah. It was weird.
Yeah, now they're not normal.
No.
But anyway, yeah, so it's kind of fun. But I haven't seen much of that. I don't really care too much about the commercials.
Really?
You know, usually the commercials are like the game.
Yeah.
There's so much buildup that you just expect great things.
You do.
And then you watch it, and it's like, you know, the game's a bore, and the halftime show, I really couldn't care less about. I don't go to a football game to watch a concert. I mean, what are they going to do next year?
Yeah.
They're going to stop the Grammy Awards in the middle and have a halftime where they're going to play football for 15 minutes? I mean, it's kind of silly, but
yeah. But
anyway, no, I don't really care about that, and I really don't care about the commercials all that much because
really? They
tend to be a downer, too, once you get to it.
So I know before we've stopped and talked after the game's over and like, okay, which commercials did you like the best, you know, and it's never, what was your favorite part of the game?
And don't you, yeah.
You know, it's never.
But isn't it always like, oh, which commercials did you like best? I don't know. I didn't really see any that really jumped off the page, you know. It's kind of hard to remember, and, you know, they build it up so high. And,
yeah.
And it's just kind of a disappointment at the end. But, oh, I just hope the game is good. I enjoy football, so
yeah. That's
why I watch. I just don't like the fact that a normal three-hour game takes 5 hours because it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, they need to do something
about that. Especially on a Sunday night. I mean, if it was like a Saturday night, I wouldn't care, but...
Well, I wish they'd start the... That's a great thing. I wish they... If they're going to start the game at the time that they start, like 5:30, I wish they would do it on Saturday.
Yeah.
So that people could have a fun party and stuff on Saturdays and not worry about having... Because usually a lot of people leave at halftime of the game
mm-hmm. From
their parties and stuff because they got to get home, get the kids to bed,
right. And...
do whatever else, because the next day is a school day. It would
yeah. Be
actually great to have it on a Saturday. Or, if you're going to do it on Sunday, start it at a realistic time. You know, don't have a 12-hour pregame show. Start
yeah. The
game at, like, 1 or 2
right. Or
something. But
yeah.
No, can't do
I mean, you
got
to imagine, like, those towns, or not towns, but those cities, that how many call-ins I'm sure they get the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sick. You know,
not
I'm sure a lot
make
of people
it.
Call in.
Yeah, I'm stuck in traffic because people are still leaving from yesterday's game.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough. Oh, well, fun.
Yes.
Well, you got a week again yet to prepare for all of that
right. Stuff
yet, too. So have fun with it, I guess, right?
Yes.
You got some stuff for us?
I sure do. Coming up on Sunday, the quarterly meeting of the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists. That's on Sunday, January 26th at 1 p.m. at the Indian Creek Museum in Hastings. You'll learn to attract and protect Iowa's bluebird population. The public is invited to attend. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Pam Scholes, and her number is 778-2397. It's the quarterly meeting of the Iowa Bluebird Conservationists on January 26th at 1 at the Indian Creek Museum in Hastings. Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast, that's coming up January 26th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon by the St. Patrick's Catholic Women. Just $8 for adults and $5 for children 6 through 10, and then children 5 and under are free. And it is all you can eat, and they do have takeouts available. Again, that's Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast on January 26th from 9 to 1 at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Your Red Cross blood drive's coming up in Atlantic January 28th from noon to 4, and that's at Molly. The CAM Sports Club Pause for a Cause will be held on January 28th. It's to help raise money for all types of cancer research. The Cougars will be hosting the Exiry AHK Spartans on January 28th and beginning with the girls' game at 6. There'll be a silent auction, and CAM's drill team will be performing at halftime of the boys' game. Again, that's the CAM Sports Club Pause for a Cause. It's on January 28th, and that starts at 6 during the game. A free Smart Choice health insurance program. That's coming up on January 28th. It's at the Cass County Community Center from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's applicable to both current health insurance consumers and those who are newly eligible through the Affordable Care Act. They'll go over lots of different topics. Some of them include the key health insurance terms and concepts, understanding key provisions of the Affordable Care Act, comparing policies, and much more. They do ask that you pre-register by calling the Extension Office at 243-1132. Again, that's a free Smart Choice health insurance program at the Cass County Community Center. It's on Tuesday, January 28th from 6:30 to 8:30. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary Annual Meeting is on January 28th at noon at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Ramona Camp. Another reminder, roller skating at the Agri Hall Fairgrounds is on January 31st, also on February 14th, March 14th, and 28th. Beginners at 6, and the others is from 6:30 to 8:30. It's just $4 per person. Also, the final day for the free admission to the Museum of Danish America is on Friday, January 31st. The museum goers who visit during the free admission period will be able to view the museum's permanent exhibit, Across Oceans, Across Time. Also, Victor Borga Kiosk, Lego Play Area, Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, and the Museum Shop. So your final day again there is on January 31st. Super Shopping Bowl will be held on February 2nd from 11 to 3. That's at the Exira Rec Center. There'll be lots of things going on. There'll be food, desserts, vendors, and door prizes. Again, that's the Super Shopping Bowl on February 2nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Exira Rec Center. A Red Cross blood drive will be held in Irwin on February 3rd. That's from 11 to 5 at the community building. Also, a Red Cross blood drive will be in Red Oak on February 7th from 8 to 2 at the Red Oak High School. And then in Anita on February 11th from noon to 6 at the Community Center. And in Harlan on February 13th from 7:30 to 1:30 at the Harlan High School. On Valentine's Day, Sweethearts Valentine's Dance will be held on February 14th at the Red Coach Inn in Red Oak. It's hosted by the Southwest Iowa Trailblazers Saddle Club. Dancing's from 8 p.m. to midnight. Admission is $5 per person. And music is provided by Tammy's Jammies.
Tammy's Jammies.
Tammy's Jammies.
I like that.
Yeah.
Very good. I got some other stuff here, too, but I tell you what, we're going to take a break first, and then we will continue on with some other activities and things you can enjoy here in the Neshonah Valley, because there are plenty of them, right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
Back with you here as we take a look at some other events and things going on here. Some stuff coming up here pretty quickly. In fact, this weekend, the Irwin Community Building Fundraiser Breakfast and Bake Sale is this Sunday, January 26th, from 8 a.m. until noon. They'll be serving biscuits and gravy, eggs, and ham. They're asking for your free will donation. Bake sale items are appreciated, and all the proceeds will help to pay for their maintenance expenses at the Irwin Community Building. Again, that's this Sunday, January 26th, from 8 a.m. until noon. Also this Sunday, January 26th, the Shelby County Catholic School Gymnasium will be the location for a pancake breakfast, bake sale, and open house. They're at 2005 College Place in Harlan. Everyone is welcome. They're asking for a free will donation, and they're celebrating Catholic Schools Week. So that's this Sunday, January 26th, from 9 a.m. until 12:30 p.m., the pancake breakfast, bake sale, and open house at the Shelby County Catholic School Gymnasium. Also this weekend, this Sunday, January 26th, they'll be celebrating the 50th year for the Shelby County Historical Society and Museum with a special program. It'll be the Importance of Museums. Angela Stanford, who's president of the Iowa Museum Association, will make that presentation. The program will detail the benefits of a museum to a community as the Shelby County Historical Society and Museum enters its 50th year celebration. There'll be refreshments and snacks served. That's, again, this Sunday, January 26th at 2 p.m. So they hope that you come out and join them for that activity. Now, also coming up here this, I think there were a few other things here that are coming up pretty soon. Oh, here's another one that's this weekend. This Sunday, January 26th, the Casey Methodist Church will be sponsoring a walking taco dinner. It's on a plate, though. Sometimes that's easier.
That's true.
Those bags can get hot with all that hot meat and cheese in there.
It does.
That's from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it'll be a mission fundraiser. They're asking for your free will donation. Walking tacos are always good.
They are.
They're easy and they're good.
Yes. It's kind of like a special treat when you see one at a game or something, because you don't see them a lot.
You know, we'll do that every now and again for dinner at home. Mm-hmm. We'll just get a bag of Doritos, and we just dump it in a bowl, though, instead, and just crash them down, and then just start adding all the stuff that you need in it.
Yep.
And away you go. Casey Methodist Church Walking Taco Plate Dinner. That's Sunday, January 26th, 11:30 to 1. Free will donation. Now, also, the Casey United Methodist Sunday School is holding its annual Super Sub Sale. And that'll be on that special day, Sunday, February 2nd, before the big game. There'll be a sub sandwich, chips, pickle spear, and dessert, all for $3. And it's $2.50 each for six or more meals. Now, you can pick them up at the church in Casey between 11:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on February 2nd. They'll also deliver in Adair, Casey, and Menlo. Call the church to place your order, or you can contact Carol Weston to place the order as well. And it's a fundraiser. All the proceeds go to the Kids to Camp Fund. Also coming up on Saturday, February 1st, will be a pancake supper at the Casey Community Building. That's sponsored by the Casey Service Club from 5 to 7 p.m. They'll have pancakes, sausage, eggs, dessert, and drink. I don't really need dessert after pancakes and sausage, though. But the free will offering is what they're asking for there. And then bingo will follow. That's Saturday, February 1st at the Casey Community Building. Also, the Shelby County Cattlemen's Annual Banquet is coming up on Saturday, February 1st. Social hours at 5 o'clock. The delicious prime rib dinner will be served at 6 o'clock. They'll have their annual meeting and trophy and scholarship fund auction afterward. It's at St. Mary's Hall in Panama. Now, it's $15 per ticket, or $25 if you buy a couple of them. And tickets will be available at the door. You can also get them from any board member. That's the Shelby County Cattlemen's Annual Banquet coming up on Saturday, February 1st. We're getting into the, well, we're already well into the meeting season, annual meeting season for a lot of folks. Also, coming up here this next month, an opportunity for you to, I guess, go out and have some fun in the cold. It's called the third annual Redneck Tractor Burr Ride. Burr spelled B-R-R-R-R. Kind of the way it's been lately.
Yeah.
It's Saturday, February 15th. What you'll do is it'll all be around the city of Anita. Tractors will be unloaded at 8 a.m. at the airport. They'll have coffee and rolls. They'll leave from the airport at about 9, and they have several stops that are still being worked on. There's no entry fee and no pre-registration required, so it's real easy. Now, after the ride, they'll have lunch provided by the Weathervane Cafe, and they'll have donations accepted for the soup there as well. There'll be prizes awarded also for a lot of different categories, and they're kind of wacky.
Okay.
They've got, like, a true redneck, that's the driver looking the most like red-green. They've got the one with no cab, so if you're gutsy enough to go out and ride in the winter with no cab. They've got awards for whiskers, beard, coveralls, low rider, that's the driver looking the most like red-green's nephew, Harold. They've got hiding behind a heat houser, wimpy city slicker, that's the driver
that's
with a heated cab. Yeah. They've got a participant coming from the longest distance, the shortest distance, and the drivers will all be voting on the awards and stuff, too. So, and the prizes are donated by the Red Green Possum Lodge. Get a hold of Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, or Dean Stormer if you need more information for that. Sounds like they're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that would be good.
Also, a few other things. The Anita Town and Country Club is kind of getting busy, too. They're going to have an event at the their meeting at the Anita Community Center on this Sunday at 7 p.m., and that will be at the Anita Community Center, so they hope you come out for that. Also, they're planning some Valentine fun, too. Friday, February 14th from 5:30 to 7 p.m., the Town and Country Club at the Anita Community Center will have their fourth annual Anita Town and Country Club Valentine's Social. There'll be appetizers, beverages, and they say good conversation, too. I guess that depends on who shows up, huh?
Yeah.
They'll also have Anita's Sweetheart King and Queen crowned at 6:30 that evening. And I saw this, too, that they're going to be doing that with Eleanor Ehrman, Becky Stevenson, Christine Carnes, and Presley Sisler are the Queen candidates. The King candidates are Jim Maylander, Rusty Williamson, Travis Dorsey, and Jordan Groves. They have jars out at some different locations, the Cam North Elementary, the Cam High School, the Weathervane Cafe, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, and at Casey's. And the jar with the most money in each group will be crowned the king and or the queen on Friday, February 14th. So folks need to vote with their wallets.
Yeah.
So a little way to raise some money there and have a little fun with that.
Yeah.
Also, I see the Montgomery County Hospital is having a community health fair, and they're going to be blood draws for folks to get out and get that taken care of. They'll have tests from 6 to 8 a.m. in a number of different locations. Now, you have to fast, and it's 10 to 12 hours prior to the tests you have to fast during that time. But you can go online at mcmh.org to find out more information. But they do have some of those events coming up soon in February. In fact, all throughout the month of February. They'll be at the Griswold Middle School Gym on February 4th, the Stanton Fire Station Community Room on February 6th, at the Elliott Community Building on the 11th, the Villisca Medical Center on the 13th. They'll have a couple of dates at the outpatient clinics at Montgomery County Memorial Hospital on the 15th and 18th of February. They'll be at the Emerson Community Building on the 20th, the Essex Fire Community Room on the 25th, and the Malvern Rescue Building on the 27th. Now, it is $28 for the blood profile, and then there are some other costs for some other test results there, too. You can pick up the results March 8th, which will be when the health fair will be held. That's the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Community Health Fair, and you can call them and get more information, too, if you'd like to do that. So put that on your calendar.
Yeah.
You got some birthdays for us?
I do. There is a card shower to celebrate Betty Paulson's birthday. That's on January 26th, and you can send her a card to 104 South Cottage in Exira, 50076. So happy birthday to Betty Paulson, celebrating her birthday on January 26th, and you can send her a card to 104 South Cottage in Exira, 50076. Happy 92nd birthday to Helen Van Asselt, celebrating her 92nd birthday on January 28th. You can send her a card to the Manila Manor, room 118A, or P.O. Box 490, Manila, Iowa, 51454. Again, that's happy 92nd birthday to Helen Van Asselt, celebrating her 92nd birthday on January 28th. And you can send her a card to Manila Manor, room 118A, P.O. Box 490, in Manila, Iowa, 51454. It says here that Helen has two grandchildren. Over at the Friendship Home, one birthday. Happy birthday to Ardith Bertelson, celebrating their birthday on January 26th. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Helen McFadden, celebrating her birthday on January 28th. And then over at the Exira Care Center, happy birthday to Vera Nielsen, celebrating her birthday on January 30th.
Very good. I don't have any anniversaries to share with you this week. Do have a couple of babies, though, to tell you about this time around. A couple of boys. One here, it says, I'll just read it as they sent it to us. It says, Rick and Roxanne Erickson and big brother Arthur William, age 2, of Eugene, Oregon, announced the arrival of Peter Albin Erickson. He was born on January 7th, weighing 8 pounds, 6 ounces. He's 21 inches long. The proud grandparents of little Peter are Mark and Carol Clark of Lewis, Glenda Clark of Eugene, Oregon, Richard and Sheila Erickson of North Bend, Oregon. The great-grandparents are Dick and Dorothy Stinnett of Springfield, Oregon, and the great-grandparents in this area include Kay Jessen of Adair and Norman and LaDonna Clark of Atlantic. So congratulations to the family on Peter Albin Erickson's arrival. 8 pounds, 6 ounces, 21 inches long. That sounds about right.
Yeah, nice healthy baby.
Yeah, just a good size. Now, here's an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
We have another one, too. It's a boy born to Brad and Mickey Henderson. Now, they live in Richmond, Virginia. And the grandparents include Bruce and Gail Henderson of Atlantic. And then there's the great-grandma, Marion Henderson, here in Atlantic as well. And he's also joined by his sister, 3-year-old sister that he has. Is that Anita?
Amelia.
Oh, Amelia.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I was writing fast.
It's at the very bottom of the page. I couldn't quite make it out. Amelia, 3-year-old sister. His name is Beckett McMichael Henderson. You want to know the size? Well,
I remember. You wrote it down. Yeah.
He's 22 inches long, 10 pounds, 3 ounces. That's a future offensive lineman.
It sure is.
Bruce, Gail, Marion, any chance you could talk him into moving back to Atlantic? You know, back to the old school where Brad once walked the halls. It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. 10 pounds, 3 ounces, 22 inches. Mickey, I hope, is recuperating fine. So congratulations to the Hendersons on the arrival of little Beckett.
Yeah.
Not little Beckett. Big Beckett.
Very, very healthy.
Yeah, very much so. He'll be eating lots here very soon. Well, we hope you're having a good weekend here and hope you stay warm here in the Nishna Valley as the weather continues to yo-yo. You know, I was looking at the forecast. You know, it was, almost 30 below on Thursday with the wind chill.
Yeah.
And then Friday it was like 45 degrees or something like that. And then Saturday it's supposed to chill out again. And by early next week, we're talking about single digits, like 5 degrees
again,
for highs. It's just back
up
and forth
down,
and back and forth. But not much snow.
Yeah, we really haven't had any snow.
I guess.
I mean, a little bit, but not enough that's like, you know, constantly shoveling, which is fine by me.
Yeah. I guess if there's a good takeaway and you don't like the snow, that's what you got.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, we hope you have a good weekend. And as always, thanks for spending a little of it here with us on the radio. We appreciate that very much. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.